Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolsters.com, or DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me now from the marvelous Yuma, Arizona, is the biggest writer on the biggest gun website on the planet, and his name is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, let's get into this, because I find this interesting, because right now, as you point out, the House just passed some ex parte orders about confiscating guns, and in the same breath, we have a study about the effect of the gun violence restraining order in California.
Right. So would you like to start with the study first, or go to the legislation?
Let's start with the study first, because I think the study is very informative.
Okay, now this is, I found this study very interesting because it's the most intensive study of red flag laws, or they also call them gun violence restraining order. And this was done in California, and Garen Wintemut, Dr. Garen Wintemut, was involved. He mostly, it appears, arranged the funding and did some oversight, but most of the work on the data and the analysis of the data was by Dr. Veronica Hare. And they looked at the red flag law that was passed in California, which I, in my opinion, is a pretty severe one. And there was a prosecutor in San Diego County who was very, shall we say, enthusiastic about applying red flag laws there. And so you have kind of the best case. You've got a fairly severe red flag law, and you've got a prosecutor that's enthusiastically applying it in a county that has a fair amount of potential for it. And then they looked at this from, I would say, a fairly sympathetic view, because it was done by people. Garen Wintemut has been one of the people who pushed for the red flag law.
Right.
And so you'd think if it was going to find any significant effects of the law, they would find it in this study.
Right.
And they studied it over 4 years, from 2016 to 2020. And I have to give particularly Dr. Veronica Pear credit, because they published the findings after they found out that they couldn't find any effect of the law. And they weren't looking at, overall reduction in assault or homicide or suicide. They were looking particularly at assaults or homicides or suicides done with guns. So that's the most plausible case that they would have for getting an effect. And yet, it wasn't there. Now, if you read the abstract when they talk, when they publish the study and they have the abstract, they say, well, you know, maybe our study wasn't long enough. You know, maybe we need more time to figure out if it's actually having an effect. I mean, it might have had, they say, well, if we look at individual cases, then maybe we can find some good effects there. I mean, they're really trying very hard to explain why they didn't find any effect here. But the point that is pretty clear from this is that if there are any effects, they're very small and very hard to detect. So, do we want to imperil people's fundamental constitutional rights for very small, possibly negative effects? I mean, we don't know if the effects might have been negative. They could have been negative as well as positive.
Right.
One of the things that they don't do in this study, they weren't looking at it at all, and this is common in the Journal of American Medical Association studies, is they don't look for any negative effects. They don't consider, for example, the cost of implementing these red flag laws. You know, how many people lose their jobs because they are targeted for the red flag law? How many of them become depressed? How many of them might consider suicide themselves because they feel they've been put upon and illegitimately lost their constitutional rights? What is the financial cost of the law? I mean, it's obvious to anybody who looks at it with an open mind that there are societal and individual costs of these laws. But in the Journal of the American Medical Association studies, you just don't see any consideration that there's any cost to the law at all. So, in the best study we've had so far, they could not find any measurable positive effect to the law. And I think it's a pretty big deal. Others have written about it. And as I said, I compliment Dr. Pear for publishing it. One of the ways that scientists can lie with statistics is when they get a result they don't like, it just goes in the memory hole.
Right.
Negative results in science are every bit as important as positive results. If you're testing for something and you do a good job of setting up your experiment and a good job with data collection and measurement and all that, if you get a negative result, that's important. It tells you something. It says, we did not find this thing. And here, in this case, and I have to say, you know, it's a very sophisticated, complicated statistical analysis. So I could not vouch that this synthetic county that they created to compare against San Diego County is a really, you know, valid mathematical way of looking at the problem. I just couldn't get into the math of it in sufficient detail. I'm just not enough of a statistical expert on it to say that it was, you know, valid and the best way of doing it. But from what I could tell, it looked like they at least tried to do it in a reasonably sort of fair way. And the fact that they published. You
right.
know, as I said, they didn't have to publish. Well, I suspect that it was one of these things where they got funding and it was expected that they would publish. And I think they did a reasonably good job of putting it together. And so they got a result. And because they had gotten funding and they had a result, they published. And that makes sense.
Hang on for me right there. We're already at the first break. We'll be right back speaking with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, is there anything else you want to add to this JAMA Network study?
No, I think it's there. I mean, they went to great lengths to say, well, it's possible that there's, you know, positive results that we just haven't found yet. And it is. You know, it was statistically insignificant. But I think the mere fact that they found this, it was statistically insignificant. The most likely case is it is statistically insignificant.
Well, let me ask you a question about a red flag law, okay?
Sure.
Because here's my thought on red flag law. If they go in there, if your ex-girlfriend goes in there and puts a complaint on you to get a red flag law, and you get a red flag law, and you roll in on this guy at dark 30 in the morning, take his guns. At some point, he's going to get to find out who accused him, right? It's not going to be right then and there. And then when he does find out who accused him, even if he doesn't get guns back, there's still a whole lot of danger involved in this because you don't need a gun to kill somebody.
Right. And it's true. I mean, you know, especially if he feels, well, first off, if he is legitimately a big danger, I would think this might aggravate him more.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's possible. And if he isn't a big danger, it might push him in that direction. Because if you don't actually present a danger, and then especially if you're very into shooting and gun collecting or whatever. I mean, I know people that have had hundreds, collections of guns worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And, you know, if this type of order applies to those people every bit as much as somebody who's got a $150 pistol and that's it.
Yep.
I mean, the economic consequences to the target can be severe. Sort of simpler, not exactly the same, but I became intimately familiar with a case in Australia with someone who was a very well-to-do farmer. I mean, he made, his annual income was upwards of $1 million for many years.
Wow.
And he did not stint when it came to firearms that he wanted. He had a lot of, I'm trying to think of the highest grade that you have for Model 70. But there is a very high grade, superior grade or something like that, you know, with the best wood, absolutely best finish and all that. And he, pre-64, which is the most expensive, and he had a large number of them, topped with the most expensive, some of the most expensive European high dollars, telescopic sight. And the estimate was that when his guns were seized by the Australian authorities for something that we would consider of almost no consequence here in the United States, it was probably in the neighborhood of a couple $100,000 worth of guns that were taken. And, you know, he fought it in court, and then he had cancer in between. There was a bunch of stuff, but eventually he lost. And the, you know, so what can happen here is that you can have extreme economic consequences on something that has not had much in the way of due process. So would you like to talk about the bill that appears to have been passed by Congress? Now, the reason I say appears is because I read the bill as it was proposed. I haven't heard of any amendments to the bill, so I'm presuming that is the bill that passed. But there's always the possibility that, you know, somebody in Congress managed to get an amendment in that we haven't heard of.
Right. Well, I mean, we have about 3 minutes left in this segment. So if you want to describe the bill. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. This is H.R. 2377, and it's a federal bill, so it applies to the entire nation. And it was passed on the 9th of April with a vote of 224-202. Almost all Democrats, I think there was one that voted against it, and almost all Republicans, I think there were four or five that voted for it, were against it. So almost all Republicans against it. It was pretty much a party line vote. And the bill has something that is very unusual in law, and that it has the possibility for ex parte orders. And ex parte orders are an order that is put out by the court without the accused being present. In other words, only one side puts its story in front of the judge. And then the judge makes a determination based on that one side. And then the accused gets a chance later to try to counter that. But in the meantime, a lot of damage can be done. And because the nature of the accusations allege severe possible risk, such as somebody being killed or killing themselves, and you only hear one side of the story, and the judge in this proposed federal law that just passed the House is forced by the law to make a decision that day. They're not given any time to investigate, or very little. They're not given a chance to... The accused has no chance to try to put their side of the situation before the court. So it's just human nature that a judge who has allegations that by law he has to take into consideration that severe repercussions will occur if he does not grant the order, there's not going to be many judges that won't grant the order because they're worried, well, what if I don't grant it and something bad happens? Everybody will blame me. But if I do grant it, the only person that's going to blame me is the person that's affected by the order. And then there's a possibility that, you know, he'll eventually get his stuff back or get a chance, and he will get a chance to have his say.
Hang on right there, and we'll pick it up on the other side when we get back. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul.
Heat and wildfire danger is expected starting Thursday throughout northwestern Oregon and southwest Washington. And in Chicago, another scorcher is on tap. Residents there are making plans to stay cool.
Drinking a lot of water and staying in the AC.
Air conditioning most of the day. Probably won't walk my dogs as long.
And in the Pacific Northwest, the National Weather Service issued a heat advisory from Thursday through Saturday, with temperatures nearing or surpassing 100 degrees. President Biden said Wednesday the U.S. will send an additional $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine, the largest supply of weapons and equipment since the war began, in an effort to help stall Russia's slow but steady march to conquer the eastern Donbas region. The aid will include anti-ship missile launchers, howitzers, and more rounds for the high-mobility artillery rocket systems. This is USA Radio News. Microsoft is ending support for the most recent version of Internet Explorer. The company announced in May that the IE 11 desktop application will be retired and go out of support for certain versions of Windows 10 in favor of its new web browser, Microsoft Edge. Microsoft said that devices still using IE will be progressively redirected to Edge in the next few months. NASA said a rocket carrying two small weather satellites failed this past weekend, preventing the inauguration of a technology that would have helped better forecast hurricanes. The rocket by California-based Astra lifted off from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Station, but the rocket's second stage malfunctioned before reaching orbit and lost the shoebox-sized technology. In a statement, NASA said after a nominal first-stage flight, the upper stage of the rocket shut down early and failed to deliver the CubeSats to orbit. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking to Dean Weingarten. We've been discussing H.R. 2377. Federal Red. Do they mention in this law, in this description, which I haven't read the article, to be honest with you. I just saw this. Do they mention in this law how this is actually going to, I mean, how many U.S. Marshals are there?
Yeah, let me keep on with the explanation of what the law is and how it works.
Yeah.
Okay, now, the court has to take into consideration and require a signed affidavit swearing that they believe the people who are giving the information to the court believe certain things. And the affidavit has to describe why the petitioner believes that this federal order that the respondent, the person that they're invoking the red flag order against, poses a risk of imminent personal injury to self or another person by purchasing, possessing, or receiving a firearm or ammunition. And they have to explain where they got the information from. And one possibility is interactions and conversations with that person, or another individual, if the petitioner believes that information obtained from that individual is credible or reliable. So they can use hearsay evidence in this, what somebody else said they heard or saw, not the petitioner. And then there are factors that the judge is ordered to consider in this case. By the law, the judge has to do it if there was a recent threat or act of violence by the respondent directed toward another individual, a recent threat or act of violence by the respondent, that's the person that this is aimed at, toward their self, or a recent act of cruelty to an animal. Gee, you know, I'm thinking that a lot of farmers and hunters might be just automatically assumed to have done that. Evidence of ongoing abuse of a controlled substance that led to a threat or act of violence. I mean, you see, in a lot of these, there's not really any action that has to be taken. It can be just words. And they may, now the judge doesn't have to consider these, but I would expect because they're listed they would, reckless use, display, or brandishing of a firearm. If you dry fire in front of your TV, a history of violence or attempted violence against another individual, or, now this is the one that really caught my attention, evidence of an explicit or implicit threat made by the person through any medium. That would include things like email, telephone, or internet chat forum, that the person poses a risk of personal injury to self or another person. How many people, you know, make, quote, big talk on the internet? I'm wondering how many of your listeners remember reading something where somebody said, you know, the Tree of Liberty needs to be watered now. You know, that might fit the description of what they're talking, which could get you red flags. And one of the things that's really interesting about this red flag law is it doesn't have to be anybody who's related to the person. I mean, there's a list of relations, and it's fairly long. But then, any law enforcement officer can initiate one of these. Any law enforcement officer, and they can do it with any federal judge. So, theoretically, somebody in a police in D.C. who's looking at the internet and sees somebody say the Tree of Liberty ought to be watered could file a red flag order once they find out who made that statement, which wouldn't be too hard for them,
sure.
With a judge in D.C., and then they could ask the marshal to appoint a law enforcement officer, you know, that's available and has the capability to do so, to go and take that person's gun. And this law says that as soon as they serve that order, they have to take all firearms and ammunition immediately, right then. And they have to be surrendered or they have to take them and put them in the custody of the U.S. Marshals or possibly another law enforcement agency that the marshals approve of. So this is literally the potential of going house to house and saying, well, who's on this red flag list tonight? This guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. And then they have to take the guns and put them into federal custody. There's no possibility of them going to a third party. Unless there is a small possibility that if you'll turn them over to a FFL dealer to be immediately sold, that's allowed.
Okay, so what you're describing is the way it's designed to go. I guess the devil is going to be in the details on that one because, like I said, how many U.S. Marshals have they got? Don't the U.S. Marshals already have a mission
They do. Yep. They have got plenty of missions. There's about, there's really not that many. I did a check on it recently, and there were a few hundred marshals, but then there's about 3,000 deputy marshals.
Okay.
Roughly in the neighborhood of 3,000, not that many. But they can appoint anybody. I mean, if they find a sheriff that's willing to do it for them, they can say, okay, you're working for us. Not paid, but I mean, you're acting as an extension of our force.
Right. Well, I mean, but still.
Yeah, right.
Here's the problem, though. So they can appoint whoever they want, but I mean, right now, the ranks of law enforcement are shrinking.
Yeah.
They're shrinking. I'm also sure that doesn't that usurp the role of law enforcement in the states? Isn't that going to be a 10th Amendment issue? Yeah.
Absolutely. And then there's another thing. Here's that several states, and I think Arizona, and we might have had a more watered-down version. I think there's Utah and Idaho and Missouri, I think maybe Oklahoma, and maybe even Texas. I'd have to check. But there's a groundswell of states passing laws saying that if there's any more severe burdens placed on the Second Amendment by the Biden administration, our local officials are not going to aid in that.
Yeah.
And that means who do you find? You know, if the marshal says maybe they're going to call on the FBI.
Well, I mean, the FBI is too busy trying to make it look like Gretchen Whitmer was going to be abducted. I'm sure they got another January 6th to start planning now. I'm sure that's going to come out as well.
Yeah, they're pretty busy, you know. They're looking for Trump supporters to arrest, you know.
Sure. And they're looking for rampage killers to interview and then not do nothing with. Haven't become rampage killers yet. Hang on for me. We got one more break to go through. Dean, of course, he writes at amoland.com. That is the largest website of its type in the world. And Dean is the biggest writer there. Nearly 2,000 plus, over 2,000 plus articles now waiting for you there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we were just talking about, what is the name of this crazy bill, H.R. 2377. And, now, one thing we need to point out, this was passed in the House. What do you think its likelihood of actually making it through the Senate is going to be?
I think it's small. The reason is that it would require 60 votes to get past the requirement, the filibuster in the Senate.
Right.
And there's at least one Democrat who is saying, I don't like this idea of a federal red flag law. If we're going to do it, it should be in the state. And that was Murphy of Connecticut, as I recall.
Really?
And so, yeah. Yeah, I got a quote from him saying that in the article, towards the end of the article. And he says, you know, it doesn't make sense. And he's right, of course. You know, that it doesn't make sense to federalize this for the reasons that I talked about. You could have some officer in D.C. deciding he's going to go after somebody in Idaho.
Right.
Because of something he saw on the Internet. Very plausible situation, especially with what we've seen recently. So Murphy, he said, I don't think I like the idea of federalizing these things. And then you have about, I would say, six or seven rather squishy Republicans that might bow to media pressure, you know, to allow vote for this kind of law. But what I'm seeing overall, I am seeing more pushback on our side than I saw after Sandy Hook. And so it appears to me it's unlikely to pass in the Senate, unless something happens in between. You know, there could be, there's all kinds of possibilities of things that, that can happen.
Sure.
But, my best guess right now is that we'll have a very difficult time in the Senate.
Well, you know, I just wanted to put that out there simply because sometimes when you're talking about this stuff, and we're talking about it passing the House, one of the things I hate about the way that people report in some cases is they'll say, Congress is discussing gun bans, and it'll be one guy who's a freshman.
I hear you.
Who hasn't been, he's not on any committees or anything. He's not really even in any position to do anything. And he's talking about, of course he's talking about, we had one from, a Democrat from, was it New York or North Carolina somewhere? He was out there saying, make no mistake, no matter how long it takes, we're going to confiscate your guns.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. And, so, you know, it makes good propaganda.
Sure.
You know, that's what it is. Would you like to go on to what's happening with the Supreme Court now?
Yes, go ahead, and we got enough time for that. We got about 6 minutes.
Well, we could cover a good chunk of it. On December 11, 2020, Amelan published an article of mine where I warned the Supreme Court. I said, if you give in to extortion, you will get more of these threats. And my words seem kind of prophetic. Now, that was 17 months ago. I would have preferred to be wrong.
Right.
But we're just, you know, all I was doing was citing obvious recent history. And what we had on the media at that time is quite a few numbers of the opposition of the left were saying and marking 5 or 6 members of the Supreme Court essentially as enemies of the people. And those were Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Barrett, and maybe to some extent, not nearly as much, Chief Justice John Roberts. Now, they were subject to death threats for following the Constitution. And they were characterized as evil people on national television by national leaders of the left. I mean, I don't think anybody will forget Senate Majority Leader Schumer in front of the Supreme Court saying, Alito, Gorsuch, you have sown the whirlwind, and you will reap the results. You will be made to pay. I mean, I'm a little off on this. But
no, that's pretty close.
To the words.
That's pretty close, yeah.
And that's pretty obvious of a serious threat. And so, and I told in that essay, I said when you acquiesce to extortion, you get more extortion. And when you acquiesce to physical threats, you will get more physical threats. And now, with the Biden administration in charge, at that point, they were not quite in charge yet. And now you have this far-left political machine that is in charge of the White House, and they are essentially responsible for a lot of the security for the justices of the Supreme Court. And when you have the security of the justices in the hands of the people who hate them, it doesn't look good. And this sort of thing has happened repeatedly in the French Revolution, in Bolshevik Russia, Nazi Germany, China, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Japan before World War II, many South American countries, Mexico as the rule of law is lost. As the rule of force supplants the rule of law, judges learn either they bow to the will of the people who hate them or they get killed. Now, the time to stop it is at the beginning. If you don't give in to these threats right away, and if you enforce the rule of law, you have a chance of maintaining integrity of the rule of law in society. But once you start giving in to these threats, it goes downhill fast.
Right.
And to borrow Thomas Paine's words and apply them to the Supreme Court, when will they be stronger? When will the security of the justices be stronger than they are right now? if we get a persistent leftist administration, that security will go downhill unless the justices do what the leftists want. So what I'm suggesting is, if the justices want to maintain the Supreme Court as an independent institution, they have to follow the Constitution, and the people who want the Constitution and the rule of law have to let them know that we appreciate their efforts. Otherwise, you know, there's a good chance if they come out with rulings against the Second Amendment in New York Rifle and Pistol Association, and if they don't do anything to alter Roe v. Wade in the Mississippi case in the next month, both those decisions should come out by, say, July 9th, the latest, I think.
Right.
Then we'll know that they have already essentially said, okay, we heard your threat, we'll do what you say. They've already acquiesced if that happens, in my opinion.
Well, that I would have to agree with you on that one. I do think...
I think they won't. I mean, I'm a little optimistic. I think they'll do the right thing. But it's sad that it's gotten to this point.
Well, I mean, the problem with everything that's in D.C. is that D.C. is run by leftists as well.
Yeah.
And if it was up to me, all of these judges who have been doxxed, because they were doxxed, we would figure out some way to get around that and handle that to where they didn't have to worry with that, because they shouldn't have to worry with that. But before we run out of time, are you going to be good for Tuesday?
I expect to be.
Okay. Well, as usual, I appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. And, that's it for the week. We will be back on Monday, and between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.